Oh, I bought a motorcycle.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
So, learned how to ride. Been out for a little bit.
What color chaps?
I haven't bought chaps yet.
Why not?
Haven't gotten around to it.
Priorities.
Olivia, Christmas is coming.
Actually,
Jack it up.
I'm sitting in my Christmas present right now.
Ah, yes.
Came early, put it together. It's a nice gaming chair.
Yep. It is. It's too nice. It's too comfortable. I'm sorry I farted on it. It worked it out of me. It's too
And
comfortable.
we bought some nice steaks online
Ooh, steaks.
and had a wonderful time dealing with FedEx getting them to our home.
Oh, boy.
Package that was supposed to be delivered on a Friday. I called their customer service towards the end of the day Saturday night. It says it's still out for delivery. Okay, well, what happens if they don't deliver it? Like, my package is like frozen meats. I know you guys don't really deliver on Sundays, so now it's Monday, and I don't see it being checked back in to like your hub or anything like that. Well, they hung up on me.
Wow.
Yeah,
Here it got
that's
delivered
weird.
to my neighbor, never marked as delivered, and he handed it to me on Sunday. On Tuesday, I got an email saying that my package was still up for delivery.
Ooh. Well, maybe you'll get more meat. Did you get that woman fired?
No.
Would you like to get that woman fired?
I don't remember what her name was.
I know he angry tweeted FedEx.
Twice.
Nice.
And they never responded.
Yeah, I love angry tweeting. Like when my daughter's school photos were all screwed up and I angry tweeted Life Touch. And they're like, you know, you should take that tweet down. There's all this information. Somebody could order your photos with that information. I'm like, who the fuck's gonna order these shitty photos? Like, I get what you're saying. Some creep could have a picture of my. No one is ordering these shitty
Right.
photos. They are shitty. You are shitty.
Yeah.
Find a fire to go die in, please. You're
Right.
awful. I hate you. I hate you!
But we did get our steaks, and we've
Are they
cooked.
good?
So we got 2 10-ounce top sirloins that are Wagyu, so like really fatty. Like, and that I thought they turned out pretty well. And
Yeah.
then we bought the company just started selling like the ugliest portion of the filet mignon loin.
Okay.
So it's like pieces that don't really look like steaks in 1 pound packages. So I cut those up into really tiny pieces, and we made cheese steaks
I
with
was going to
filet
say, that
mignon.
sounds so good. I
And
was hoping that's where that was going.
that was amazing.
Yeah, let me know when you do that again. I will pay you to make me that
Those were
cheesesteak.
$40 cheese steaks.
I will pay you to make me that cheesesteak. I did not stutter. That sounds so good.
I've never had a medium rare cheese steak before.
That still sounds great.
Then we bought the Wagyu flat irons.
Yeah.
They're 1.5 pounds or 2 pounds
We have a
each.
couple of those. Yeah. Make still.
Yeah, they're the sale, it was like a Cyber Monday sale. So it's like buy one get one on certain items.
Oh, nice.
Their shit's expensive.
Right.
It was a lot of money, but it's been really good.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I want to try ordering one of the dry aged tomahawk ribeyes. Now, if you're not familiar with what a tomahawk ribeye is, it still has the whole rib bone on it. So it's like the one you can get is a 42-ounce steak with the rib on it that's probably 2.5 feet long.
Oh
So
my
it
God.
looks like a caveman, like some you'd eat at
What do
caveman
you do with
times.
those bones when you're done?
I don't know.
Give them to your dog.
Yeah.
Watch your dog just be confused. That's
If
what I would do.
we order it, I'll bring it over and you can give it to Dobbs.
Nice. I just want to leave. I'm not gonna open the door. I just want to leave you outside my house with like this giant bone. Like, let me in. Like, what is with that guy? That guy's always weird. Every time he comes over, it's always weird. It's always a weird time.
How do you think your dog would react to a 2.5 foot long rib bone?
I would like to think all three of them would try to attack it at the same time. But I know the one's too blind to notice it, so that won't happen. Although smelling is his best instinct, he has left. The little one would be amazing. The little Yorkie, watching a Yorkie try to touch that. The big one would work on it. She'd get there. Eventually. She would
Yeah.
get there. But yeah, the other one's no way.
And
But we can always, you let me know. We'll find out.
Olivia's gonna get her own bike in the spring.
What color chaps?
New chaps.
Mistakes.
Yeah, just gotta learn how to ride first. I took a ride on a Cushman. It's real like antique.
A 1962 Cushman
Cushman.
Eagle.
So that's all the
That
riding experience I have right
is a
now.
death trap.
Yeah.
It's got a suicide shifter, so you have to take your hand off the handlebar to shift.
Oh, God.
The clutch works sometimes.
Ooh. Not just on this particular one, but in general.
In general. It's,
I was just on first gear, like, the whole time.
But. It has a...
still sounds dangerous.
It's one of those things where it's, like, old, so it has a personality to it. Like,
sure.
Each one has its own personality.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's restored it twice, like, and upgraded it some, so you don't need to kickstart it, because if you don't kickstart it properly, it kicks back, and you your kneecap will get caught on one of the bars there, so it'll rip your kneecap off if it kicks back at you.
She's looking at you like, you didn't tell me that.
Because she didn't have to kickstart it. It has an electric start on it.
Oh, okay. She's still looking at you like, you son of a bitch. And, there will be repercussions.
It's small, with like little wheels, so everything happens really fast, like sure, turning and everything. Yeah. But it is fun. At any moment, you could die.
That's how I live. That's perfect. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Motorcycle people. I like it.
Gone out riding a couple times. Olivia's been riding on the back of my dad's bike.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has 50 years of riding experience, so.
Yeah, your dad's cool. Does he have the, did he do the thing with the cameras to film the, that's cool.
Yeah. He mounted one, when I was borrowing his bike, he mounted one on there to record my riding. And then he had three mounted on his bike to like watch the back. So he can go back and watch how he's riding, and he just likes to rewatch where he's been.
Yeah. Next time you do that, let's put it on the YouTube so people can see where Cliff been.
Cliff won't be riding again until the spring. It's cold.
No, that's fair. I was trying to think of a smart-ass remark, but I'm like, no, it is cold. I wouldn't do it either. I barely wanted to drive here. It's so cold. It's stupid.
In 30-degree weather, going 55 miles an hour with nothing protecting you, it's cold.
That's why you need the chaps.
You'd still be cold.
A couple chaps. Several chaps. Just tie one around your neck. Chaps.
That sounds like a health hazard.
Most things I say are. Well, I read one comic, though, I haven't talked about. I know I do the thing with Paul on Team Ashen's channel. That's been going well. I enjoy doing that with Paul.
I enjoy watching them.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Mm-hmm. People have come into the store and said they like... They come in and they're like, oh, it's just like the videos, because they can only see me from like the waist up if I'm behind the counter.
I like them. How much you give Paul a hard time.
I love giving Paul a hard time. And I think it's because Paul is such a genuinely nice person that I love just kind of getting that little vein sticking out of his head. I love that. That's what I live for. He's like, you're such a terrible person to me. I go, yes. He goes, I don't deserve it. I go, no, I don't. But that's been going well. It's been doing well. They're monetized, which is nice, so... You know, Paul pays me in coffee, if anybody's wondering. I get paid in coffee.
That's acceptable for
it's
you.
It's very acceptable. But watch those videos so I can get paid money and coffee. That would be great, because all that money is going to go into this podcast. But I do so many reviews on there. I don't want to repeat what I've done on there. But I did do a tweet review you may have seen. It was on the new Shazam number one,
mm-hmm.
which came out this week, which is by Jeff Johns, your favorite human being on the whole planet. Maybe behind Brad Meltzer, I'm not sure, but it's close.
Well, what if one of them's in the planet and the other one's on the planet?
Why would that happen?
One of them could be a hollow earther.
Oh, one's a flat earther and one's a hollow earther. Look, man, we don't care what your earth looks like. Capes and scales, whatever, man.
Donut earth.
Donut earth, fine. I don't see your logistics, but fine. You have the right to it.
Well, that's where it's hollow, in the middle. Donut earth.
And it's also flat.
Mm-hmm. On the top. See, Jeff Johns and Brad Meltzer, you can both have your way. I just imagine if they were both listening to this, they'd be like, that's not what we said at all. You guys are dumb. You guys are idiots.
So where do the lizard people fit in?
Ah, the lizard people.
Sorry, I interrupted what you were reviewing.
No, but let's talk about those lizard people. No, Shazam number one by Jeff Johns. It has a backup story, which is also written by Jeff Johns. I do not remember the artist off the top of my head, but they were both very good. More of like it was a new artist that did the backup. I was very impressed with him or her. I think it's a her. Can't remember off the top of my head, like I said. But that art was a little more like on the anime side kind of thing. But I really dug it. The backup story is about Mary Marvel and her story of going to the orphanage before she meets Billy. And the rest of the story, the main story, is about all the kids and sharing the power of Shazam. And it's a real lighthearted kind of story. It's the kids our kids. You know, they're not written too dark. It's not too brooding. It has its dark elements because you're dealing with orphans and just emotionally how they feel. Mm-hmm. But the story was really well done. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what they're trying to do to bring the old origins into the modern story. And I thought it was really good. And I definitely will read issue 2. And if you love Geoff Johns, you may want to check it out. It's not as silly as the movie looks. It's kind of in between. That movie, I think, might be good. But I don't like...
It looks too silly.
That's kind of how I felt. I definitely felt... Initially, I was like, oh, fuck this. Yeah. But then I'm like, well, the Rock will be there. The Rock will be there. As one of the greatest DC characters of all time, Black Adam.
Yeah, but it still looks bad.
Look, I saw that movie where The Rock fought the burning building. It was great. No, it wasn't good, but it was fun. You turn your brain off. It's a great time.
Whereas, like, missing leg is like a plot point for some reason?
It is. He's missing a leg, and it's important. And you're like, I bet this is going to be important, like, 50 minutes from now. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I like that. I like going to... Now we're going on another tangent, but I like movies where it's like, I know this isn't going to make sense. I just want to turn my brain off. Like, what's the best example of that? Like, a shoot 'em up or...
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Great. There you are. It's like, yeah, I'm going to see a robot punch a bunch of shit. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Does it make sense? Who cares?
Yeah, but I guess I want my superhero movies to be better since they can be good.
But you can't have good movies like that. It's rare. Like, John Wick is an example of a movie that looks like on paper it should be this movie where you shut your brain off, but it actually has a good plot. Because it doesn't take itself super serious.
Right.
But it's like, hey, you just need to, you did something so simple wrong, and now you have to pay for it. And unfortunately, you did it to the worst person. So
that's who we need to fight Thanos.
But that's, yeah. Yeah. Hey, that guy doesn't like dogs. It's just like, what?
That guy just killed a dog. Small puppy. He kicked it.
Oh.
And then ran over somebody's GT500 Shelby Mustang.
When does John Wick 3 come out?
Sometime next year.
All right,
that is the movie I'm most excited for.
Yeah.
That's going to be my question. What movie coming out next year is the movie you are looking forward to the most?
Well, before I knew John Wick 3 was an option, even though I should have known it was an option, I probably would have said Captain Marvel, and I probably would have picked that movie just because I feel like that movie is going to be crucial to moving the Marvel movies into whatever their next stage will be. So I probably would have said Captain Marvel, but now I'm going to say John Wick 3, because John Wick 3, greatest thing ever.
It's him versus the world.
Perfect. It's perfect. I hope we get a 4. I'm already hoping for a 4.
Like John Wick versus the universe.
Yeah, no, he just keeps expanding out. He fights a black hole. It's great. Black hole kicks a dog. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia, what about you? You've been...
I don't know. What is coming out next year?
I don't know. I know I'm super excited to see Creed 2. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, we saw that.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was not as good as the first one.
It's hard to be better than that first one. It's kind of like how all the Rockies are. Like, Rocky 1 is really, really good. It's a really well-told story. 2 is pretty good. It's probably not as good as the first one because it's missing some of the feels.
Right.
But it's still very good. 3... serviceable movie. 4, the greatest movie of all time.
Well, I think 4, it picks back up.
I love 4. I know people don't. I love 4.
I think 2 and 4 are about the same for me. Like, on like goodness.
Yeah.
And then 5. Just
we don't talk about 5.
And then then there was Rocky Balboa.
Which I heard was good. I still haven't seen.
It's fine. It would fall on like the 3 category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll watch it one day. I think I own it.
And then, then we had Creed. And then Creed 2.
I love that Stallone had that comeback around when he did Rocky Balboa. And he's like, I'm just going to do so much steroids. Because he clearly was. Yeah. I think they busted him for having something in his system.
Yes.
And he did that Rambo movie that was awesome.
I think Creed might be better than all the other Rocky movies.
And again, this is one of those cases where you need all the other ones before it.
Right, but I think it might be better than
Creed
Rocky 1.
Creed is really good.
Yeah.
It's a serviceable starting point to a whole new franchise for sure.
What else is there?
Okay. So I have a list.
You have a list? Let's do it.
Besides the one we mentioned, Spider-Man Far From Home next year.
Lion King.
The Lion King.
That's true.
The new Mutants.
Ah.
Dark Phoenix.
No.
Dumbo is another one that's coming out.
Live action Dumbo. I heard about that.
That's all CG.
Like, yeah.
And live action Lion King is also entirely CG.
I'm okay with that.
I'm like, yeah, I saw that. I'm like crying at the trailer.
Isn't there some Dumbo?
I don't know.
Isn't there a post-apocalyptic movie coming out soon that's like a musical?
I don't know.
Oh, there's another Toy Story movie coming out.
Oh, that's
Toy Story
good.
4.
That one.
Star Wars Episode 9.
I
feel like.
I mean, I'll watch it.
It better like redeem itself at the end.
I'm going to watch it no matter what because Billy Dee Williams will be in it. I just need old school Lando.
I just really hated Last Jedi.
I didn't hate it, but I don't think it's great either. I don't feel like any of the main ones have been great. I feel like all the offshoot ones are fine. Yeah. I haven't seen Solo yet. But
I didn't think that was very good.
All right, but Rogue One's amazing.
I liked Rogue One.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're the stuff they're filling in is good, and everything else is like, yeah. But then again, nice. I hated the prequels, so just gotta take what you get, I guess.
There's a new Aladdin.
That might be fun.
A Lego Movie 2.
That'll be good.
There's another Hellboy.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with, what's his ass? From Stranger Things.
Oh, the sheriff, right?
Yeah.
He's playing Hellboy.
Oh, Glass.
That looks good. That'll probably be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It Chapter 2. Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah, let it go, baby.
Joker.
No, that won't be good.
No.
No, probably not. That's the one with, what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Could it, watch it be the greatest thing ever. This is Heath Ledger syndrome all over again. Although I remember saying, let Heath Ledger try. He might be great.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that'll just be a great turn off your brain movie.
Right. Like, if there happens to be a plot, okay.
Mowgli?
Is it the year of live action Disney?
I guess. How to Train Your Dragon, another one? Okay.
The final chapter. I thought the last one was the final chapter.
Detective Pikachu?
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool, the Pokemon movie?
Yeah.
That's fine. That'll be good. That should be fine.
I think that movie will end up being garbage.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it'll just be funny to watch. Like, it'll be like a fun movie that's not good.
That's fine.
Right. I don't think it's going to take itself seriously.
I don't think I'll go to the theaters to see it, but I think I'll enjoy it when I do.
Wait, Hobbs and Shaw. What is that?
I don't know. Sounds great.
Okay.
Endgame comes out next year.
Untitled Terminator movie.
Oh, my God.
Justice League Part 2.
Oh, my God. You know, that Terminator Regenesis pissed me off so much. Like, I've never been so angry at a movie, like, in a while. Like, in a long time. I hated everything about that
Which
movie.
Which one was that?
That was the one with, what's her name from Game of Thrones? I know no
one's
name.
Okay.
Amelia Clark.
Yeah, where she's Sarah.
Yeah,
she was
forgot awful. About that movie.
First of all, she was terrible as Sarah Connor. Her acting was so wooden and just awful.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a Men in Black movie coming out? Okay.
Did I ever see 3?
Zombieland 2.
All right, that might be it. That might be great.
It might.
World War Z 2? I guess we're having a zombie renaissance.
Would Zombieland 2 be a movie that you're the most excited for?
No, no, definitely.
Oh, wait. Gambit.
Yeah, no.
Is it going to be a Gambit movie?
Is it still Channing Tatum? That movie was supposed to come out last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Adam's Family.
Okay, that's it. That's the one.
I saw a funny tweet.
About Adam's Family?
Yes.
All right.
The hand.
It.
It is actually Luke Skywalker's hand.
All right.
Wednesday found Luke Skywalker's hand that got cut off, and that's it.
Or thing. Cousin, it's the
cousin
hairy one.
Has the hair. Yeah, thing.
Got it.
The thing is Luke Skywalker's hand.
I like it. Make it so.
You've read off a lot of movies, and still haven't answered the question.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Oh my God.
I hope that was loud.
Here come the men in black.
Saying that the other day.
She was saying
I was explaining how Will Smith like ripped off literally
everything.
Everybody.
Yes. Apparently I'm the only one that didn't know that.
Oh my God. He's like, what's this Motown thing? Let me just ruin everything. Everything ever.
When I realized,
Forget me nots, blah 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 blah. Yeah, no. It's another
song.
Because
I was like, what is forget me nots? I was like, the song Will Smith ripped off.
He probably has written 60 plus songs, and maybe 3 of them are original.
gotten sidetracked. What's the movie?
Shut up, Dead Shadow 2.
Captain Marvel. There we go.
Yeah. Hope it's right. Good. Hope it's good. Better be good.
I think worst case scenario, it'll be fine.
It'll be serviceable. Yeah. And then Endgame will be good.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be like Iron Man 2 or Iron Man 3 or Thor 2 or Incredible Hulk. Kind of bad.
I don't hate all those movies.
Which was the... What's the Marvel movie you dislike the most?
The one I dislike
the most? I don't remember your list.
I think it's Iron Man 3.
I think it'll be better than that.
I think a swift kick in the dick is better than that. Like, hey, I can kick you in the dick right now. Or we could sit down, you know, watch a movie and relax. I'll even rub your feet. No, kick me in the dick. It's not happening.
Right, so if it's better than that, you'll be happy?
I'm usually happier if things are better than a kick in the dick, yes. All right, people, I think we're winding down. I think we're winding down. It was nice to do this episode. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, a hell of a Hanukkah. I don't know what you said.
Hanukkah is over today.
Oh, I hope your Hanukkah went well. Kwanzaa.
I'm not sure when that is, but enjoy it.
Yeah, and Happy New Year. And all the little fake holidays that fall in between.
Merry Festivus.
That's right.
And until we meet again, listenership. Until we meet again.
Whoa. Thank you to the West Coast for keeping the content pumping out. Although I heard you spoiled Mr. Miracle 12 for somebody, so you're all fired.
Oh, super jealous of Leander and the trip that he just took. Super jealous.
Leander?
Oh, yeah, he went to Germany.
Tell me about Leander. Leander's the best.
He went all over Europe and Iceland.
That sounds like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for like the last 2 weeks, he's been posting nothing but super awesome looking pictures. I hate you, Leander.
I love you, Leander. Come back. Come back to me.
It's a good kind of hate. I'm just jealous.
It's a good kind of love. Come back. Come back. Come.
Baby, come back.
Come back from Germany. Doop, 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 boop. Did Will Smith rip off that song?
Yeah, he did. Probably.
Probably.